This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Welcome, everybody, from around the world. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Hope you're doing great. We are doing fantastic. We're excited, as always, on every show. We're excited because we bring you some unique perspectives of baseball development all over the world, and we've got another great one for you today. Before we begin, first of all, want to tell you that this is the show where we interview some great people, but it's not scripted. We fly off the cuff. We have a general idea of what we want to talk about, obviously. We send, you know, our guests, we ask them certain topics that they think are very important that coaches, players, and parents need to listen to and really need to learn. And we ask that from our guests because obviously they're the experts. We're talking on an expert topic of theirs. And then once we begin the conversation, we cover their topics, but we play off those, and we think that's why it makes the show very interesting. You know, personally, I just don't like those scripted shows that have, you know, sounds like they're reading from a teleprompter. Love to go off the cuff and bounce back and forth. So we're excited about today's show. Got to apologize. We've been off for a week. Personal issue. My dad went into the hospital. Thank God that everything's well. He had surgery, and he is out and doing well. So we kind of, you know, put the show off for a week, and I feel that family comes first. You got to take care of that before anything else. But we do appreciate our listeners around the world. You guys are fantastic. We got listeners all over the U.S. and around the world. So we got loyal ones that listen to us all the time. We really want to thank you guys and gals. But we also have some new listeners that come on all the time. And we want to thank you for being a new listener. If you're a new one, great way to get updates on the show. Just go to baseballoutsidethebox.com. Click on the Stitcher or iTunes, join, and then you'll get updates on all our shows. And don't forget, you can go back and listen to these shows. I know when I listen to podcasts, I listen to many of them in different type of topics, whether it's baseball or whether it's leadership or whatever it may be. I always go back and listen to past ones also, and sometimes I got to listen to them a couple times. We've got a great, great company to host our podcast, Lineup Media Group. You can go to lineupmediagroup.fm. Check out all the shows, all kinds of topics. We got some great ones, whether in baseball or whether in other topics. So go ahead and listen to them. And don't forget, go to our social media. We got Twitter at Baseball Out. We've got Facebook at baseballoutsidethebox.com. Do us a favor. If you love the shows, go ahead and send those out social media. It's really easy. All you got to do is forward them and other people see them. If you can say something nice about us, that'd be great. It gets people to join. We're just trying to get more and more listenership. It is free. The more listenerships we get, the better we can get the show out. So we just appreciate your assistance. You guys have been great, and we really want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Don't forget, you can email me. Love getting the emails. info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. The email, as soon as you email us, I will get back to you instantly. Love to get your baseball questions. If we don't have the answer, we will go to the experts to find the answers for you. I got to tell you, we just got back from Peru. We got a great show for you. In Peru, I personally gave a one-week coaches certification program. This program incorporates education for coaches to develop the grassroots level of the sport. They're the ones who are the heart and soul of our game. And in Peru, we had about over 50 coaches. We started off in some classroom work, some biomechanical video analysis. We went into hitting analysis. We talked about, you know, coaching philosophies. Then we went out to the field. We did a lot of drills. The coaches do the drills, and that's what's great about education. You know, when they're doing the drills, they feel it, what it's like to do it, and then they are able to teach it much easier. We're able to answer questions. The drills are fun. They're just like kids. You're going to have a great time with them. There's a lot of learning going on, and that really helps the coach implement a specific drill or fundamental skill or practice organization. We also test our coaches. We give them a pretest to get their knowledge, to understand the knowledge of that they have in the sport, so that way we're able to teach it better during the course and apply certain areas that we feel might be weaknesses of the coaches. Of course, we're always learning. As an instructor, I constantly learn all the time. Doesn't matter where I'm at, anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter what level of coach I'm dealing with. I'm always learning. Some great, innovative coaches all over the world in the game of baseball. And I'm very fortunate to be able to travel, to be able to, you know, work with them and also get ideas from them. So the other thing that we do that's unique is we pre-test them. We also go on the field towards the end, and we evaluate every coach on how they teach kids. So we take the individuals and we ask them to show us the drill, present the drill, talk about the drill, make them do it, and then come back and discuss the drill. And we see what kind of voice they apply to their teaching, whether it be how they're using their voice, how they're expressing, how they're showing the drills, who they're showing it with, when the youngsters or the coaches are doing it wrong, how do they talk to them about making a correction? These are all important aspects of evaluating the coach. And we also give them a test at the end. Our test is unique. It could be anywhere from 70 to 90 questions. It is multiple choice, but we are there to make sure that they understand the question. Sometimes it has to be translated. Sometimes it's translated on paper, but it's not always perfect. But they're able to ask questions during the test, and we can demonstrate also. It's all about learning. It's not about picking A, B, C, D, or memorizing something that you learn. It's about understanding why you do this drill. It's understanding how to apply the drill, how to communicate it. There's so much to the teaching. So I'm not one of these guys that just grades on just, the final test. What do you get out of 70 questions? Did you pass? I want to make sure they understand the questions, and I think there's a lot of learning going on. So I hope you understand there. We did that in Peru. We just got back. It was fantastic. And during that time, I was able to interview a Cuban coach who's there in Peru working with the Peru Baseball Federation. He's right now helping develop their national team program, but also developing the grassroots level. And a very good instructor, well-known all over Cuba, very good Cuban player who played with some of the top Cuban coaches and also players on the national team and also on the Industriales, which is their New York Yankees of the Cuban Baseball League. His name is Ricardo Miranda. He speaks English. We did a talk on him. We talked about some practice stuff. We talked about hitting, base running. And, the Cubans are great hitters, so I wanted to understand a little bit more how the Cubans work. I've been to Cuba a lot and talked to other coaches, but Miranda really did a great job. So Ricardo is a fantastic coach. We talked to him about base running. Why? Because to me, the Cubans are some of the most aggressive and fantastic base runners anywhere in the world, and I think we can learn from that. So if you want, sit back, listen to the interview with Ricardo Miranda, currently the Peru national team coach, but he's also a Cuban baseball player, a fantastic one, played in Cuba for a long time. Got to spend a week with him. So sit back, relax, and listen to the show. Welcome to Baseball Outside the Box. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. It's great to have you. We are in Peru currently. We just finished a coaching clinic that entails coaches from all over Peru, over 50 coaches, and we had we had seminars on the field where coaches actually went through the drills. We did classroom work, looking at biomechanics, looking at hitting movements, a lot of different educational concepts of the game, and then we continued where we had some testing. We also tested the coaches on their ability to teach the game to kids, and also how we evaluated them on that to see how they worked with the youngsters and how they implemented the drills that they wanted to, let the kids know about. So we are here. We're excited. We're on a show, and we got a special guest right now. Again, before we start, don't forget, go to our Twitter at Baseball Out. Go to our website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. That is a lot of great information. Join our show. You can go, when you go to the website, go to Stitcher or iTunes. All you got to do is click it on, join the show, and you'll get updates on the show. We're thrilled to have everybody around the world on the show right now. And I got to tell you, we are with a very, very famous Cuban coach and baseball player that played on the Cuban national team with some of the great, great teams from the past. And I was fortunate enough to watch the Cuban teams compete and do really well all over the world. And right now we have Ricardo Miranda. We call him Miro here, but Ricardo Miranda, a national team catcher. Now he's in Peru working with, and he's been here a while, he's working with the Peruvian national teams, is in charge of the national team programs.
I was very fortunate here. We worked together on the coach's certification program. I learned a lot from him. And if you know anything about Cuban baseball, it's some of the best in the world and also some of the best coaches and trainers in the world. So first thing I want to do is, again, we're in Peru right now, and I want to welcome Ricardo Miranda to the show. Ricardo, hello, and how are you?
Well, first of all, I want to appreciate, your help, or your stay here in Peru because of this course. This course have been a good course. I think I'm fine. We are fine. Everybody's happy because of this course. We appreciate that.
Fantastic. And, just so you know, we're the Peruvian Baseball Federation, which Ricardo is part of. They have great plans, long-term development plans for coaches, players in Peru. They've laid out the plan. They're working on it. This is just the beginning. I see it as a program that's going to be up and upcoming from, all over the world. So I'm excited to be a little bit part of it. And Ricardo, before we begin, we're going to talk to Ricardo about some baseball things because, the Cubans are great hitters. They're great. They're great at everything. They throw, they run the bases. We're going to talk to them a little bit about base running. How they teach aggressive base running, because they're one of the best in the world that I've seen. But before we start, Ricardo, you played with you were a national team player and a very famous one, a very good one in Cuba, but you also played with some others. Tell us some of the players that you played with on the Cuban national team in the past.
Well, I've been playing baseball with the Industrial team in Cuba, in Havana, Cuba, I had a chance to play with Duke Hernandez, with other players, and maybe some of them are not playing anymore, but other of them are trainers right now. But I was lucky to play with a lot of baseball players, a famous player in Cuba, as Ray Ordóñez, as I say before, Duke Hernandez, I didn't play with Gurriel. No, I didn't play with Yulieski Gurriel because he was playing with another team.
But you played, I believe, with Linares and some of the other famous Cuban players, some of the best ones in Cuba.
Yeah, I had a chance playing with them too, but they were playing with another team. Omar Linares was playing with Pinar del Rio team, and I think I had a chance to play in that level. I think it was a very important thing. But now I have changed to train kids here in Peru, to train the national team, and I think I feel great. I feel great when I'm doing right here.
Well, I've seen you in action for 4 or 5 days, coaching, teaching coaches, also players, and I want our audience around the world to know some of the things that you teach, because I think it's very good and I think coaches around the world need to hear it. Let's just start real quick with hitting. Let's talk about hitting and give our audience an idea, yourself, Cuban baseball, your philosophy. What are some of the things that you focus on with hitters when you train them?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think first we have to think about the physical, the muscles, because it's very important, to be a great body to play baseball. I think is the first thing, and afterwards we can focus on other abilities, technical abilities, about the swing, about the how to grip the bat, and I think it's very important, you know, the how to teach those kids from the beginning, no, when they are starting to play baseball, no? Right?
Now, when some of the things in hitting, like when you were in Cuba and your coaches or you were coaching, you know, were there things that they emphasized a lot? Whether it was the ability to see the ball, how to see it, you know, the ability to look at pitches and locations. Was there anything that, you know, because the Cuban hitters, I noticed they don't, for many years, they did not take a step. They kind of turned the knee in a little bit and then swung, and yeah. They're very good.
Yeah, that's the way they were taught, you know, because you know there are different styles of hitting, but in our case, Cuban hitters, I think normally we used to turn at the time of the stride in this case. Yeah, I think it was the way of teaching for us, you know, and I think it's a kind of style, you know, for us. I think it's been better, no? Even for me, you know, because that was my style, you know, my way of hitting, you know, or moving my legs.
And when you guys had training in Cuba, you know, you'd have stations, right? And you hit a lot. What type of what kind of drills did you do it at, maybe at each station?
Yeah, well, we have several stations, you know, and we try to do it, for instance, working on the swim, working with the tee or batting tee, yeah, and we prepare another station or hitting station doing swings on air, for instance. At least I think we prepare another station with the heavy bat.
You know,
we have four stations right now. For instance, one guy, for instance, doing or hitting in soft toss.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, swinging on air.
So swinging just with no baseball, just swinging and taking swings as many as you can. Okay.
Yeah, and another one. We like to use the batting tee, you know, the tee a lot, you know.
And these are Industriales players, these are national team players?
Yeah, you know, we've been playing with that team for 13 years, 13 years ago. I think it was a great team, you know. It was a great team, and I had a chance to play with those very, very, very famous players.
Now, the Cuban players were very aggressive swinging. Did the coaches teach, you know, to know the count, to look for location? Did they teach you the count is 2-0? This is a good time to hit, or 2-1 is a good time to hit, and you know, was there anything like that they worked with?
Yeah, well, the training tell us about the timing. You know, it's very important, the timing. You know, mm-hmm. We got a lot of drills. We do a lot of drills. Yeah, to get the real timing. You know. And I think it's very important, you know, when you have a good timing, you know, at the time of hitting.
Try to give us an idea of a timing drill that maybe you worked with in Cuba.
You know, baseball hitter have a different timing, you know. And sometime at the time of the break release.
Release, yep.
Release, and sometime at the time, it depends on the speed of the
pitcher.
Yeah, the pitching. Yeah, but in my case, you know. My timing was when at the time the pitcher had his left foot on the ground, yeah. There was the time I was
ready to hit.
Ready to hit.
Okay, and when it comes
in my case,
in your case, that you worried about when the pitcher was his front foot touched the ground, you were ready.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there, as far as timing or anything else with drills, was there anything they focused on when it came to, you know, seeing the baseball? Did they tell you, you know, where to look when you to identify the pitch?
Yeah. Well, as I said before, it depends on the pitching. You know, when the pitching is slow, or when the pitcher is fast, you know, you have to react. You have to react on time.
Yeah.
All right. But I think we have we had a good trainer, or we've been a good hitter trainers in Cuba. You know. But I don't know. I don't like to speak about me, about myself. You know? But I had a change. Yeah, of being a great hitter there. Yeah. You know.
Now in Cuba, you practiced a lot. Give us an idea when you practice, you know, and why do the Cuban players play the game so well? They have good instincts. Do you play a lot of games?
Yeah, we have a lot of games. You know, we do a lot of similar practice as the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the Cuban baseball player most trained every day,
every day.
Monday to Friday, for instance. You know.
Yeah.
It's not the same here in Peru, you
right.
know. When you say those players here in Peru, you have to go every day. They have, sometimes they don't have time to come to
right
for training.
Training,
you know. So I think our baseball is our first sport in Cuba, you know. And I think that's why the baseball players live for baseball.
Yeah.
They feel baseball.
Since they were little kids, they were playing. And now, a lot of times, it seemed like the Cuban practices that were set up were like real games. So you would set up situations like real games. Explain that a little.
Yeah, well. We have several periods, you know, during the training, you know. At the beginning, you know, we start with the physical preparation or physical period, you know. It's a physical period during the beginning of the training.
Mm-hmm.
And then near the competition, you know, we celebrate a lot of game of control. You know, it's a way of how to know how the players are in condition they are, and I think if you want to learn the technique, if you want to improve your technique, you must play every day. Mm. You know, I think it's my idea.
All right, we're Ricardo Miranda, coach in Peru, but he's the former national team player and played with the Industriales in Cuba. We're talking, at this time we were talking a little bit about hitting. Now we're going to jump a little bit and talk about base running, because the Cuban players, all the players in the lineup, are very aggressive base runners. One of the areas that I saw a lot internationally when I watched them played against Cuban teams, they were very aggressive running. Now, yes, they have an advantage. A lot of them are fast, but not all. Some were just average speed. But a lot of runners were very good going from first to third base on a base hit. Tell us a little bit, maybe how you trained that way, how they trained in Cuba, to the aggressive base running.
Yeah, I think first.
So they study the game. They know that, you know, they think a lot. They think about stealing. They think about being aggressive. The coaches obviously tell them, you know, be very aggressive. But it looks like they're also allowed to run the bases on their own a little. You know, like when the ball's in front of them, they make decisions. They have instincts.
Yeah, that's why they have a good instinct. They think sometimes by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to play baseball. You know,
yeah.
Even when the coaches order a sign or something, they know what to do.
Yeah.
On the field.
Yeah, and that's, I think a lot of that comes from because they play a lot, right? They play a lot of games. They practice a lot, and coaches allow them to play the game a little on their own.
Yeah, yeah. Not every runner can run by themselves.
Sure.
You know, because it depends on the characteristics of the
running.
But in this case, as I say before, they know what to do. You know, they know what to do on the field. They practice a lot. Yeah, the way of the stealing a base.
Is there some way like the stealing? Is there, you know, when you take a lead off? Is there a specific technique how to? And we can try to explain a little bit on how to break and go to second. You know, they're taking their lead now. They're going to steal, and now they want to go. Is there a certain technique you use?
Yeah, we use some technique, you know, some technique. I think the main technique, you know, at the time you're gonna teach a kid, you must teach them the real technique. But the runners, some runners, I have a special characteristic, a way of leader,
yes,
or a way of stealing. You know, and I think it depends on the timing. You know, of the timing. It depends also. Yeah, with the timing, it's the same with the hitter. You know, hitter got a way for the timing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's the same for the runner.
Okay.
Because sometimes they are. Some runners maybe they don't take a long way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They stay nearby the base.
Yeah.
And maybe they can be a good runner or a good stealer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they're trying to time the pitcher, you know, and how to, you know, to steal the base.
But for the kicks, you must teach the rear technique. You
yep.
know the rear technique. You know you
have. Is there a footwork? Is it, you know, is like the right foot? Does that start first, or you push with the left, or how does the feet work if you want to steal?
Yeah, I think with the left foot, you know, you must go to the next base. You know.
Okay.
So
you're taking the left foot and bringing it across to second base.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. And I told you before, it depends on the runner's ability.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
It depends.
Yes.
But when you're going to teach to some kids, yeah, you must teach the rear technique first. You know, maybe when. And one of those kicks, maybe when they are growing up, yeah, maybe they can get their own characteristics, you know, of running, of hitting,
so,
of pitching.
So not teaching everybody the same way, teaching them according to them what kind of skills they have.
Of course, you know?
Yeah.
It depends. It depends.
Okay, now, Ricardo's extremely busy. The whole week here, he's been working on, because they have their national teams, their 12 and older teams competing internationally, and they're working on visas and
all
kinds of information. But we're going to finish the show with one more question, one more idea. In Cuba, during the training, whether it's kids or the national team or the industriales, you know, what's the theory, like when a player does something incorrect in practice, how do the coaches handle that? How do they work with the player? What do they do? What do they say? Because they seem to be a little tougher than most coaches around the world. They're strong. You know, the coaches seem not mean, but tough.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. But, you know, we have a different character, or say some trainers, and maybe, you know, is it very important the tone of voice? You know, you have to know how to take kicks, how to explain when they are making some mistakes or something. You know, but I think the way of teaching is very important. But anyway. I think the trainer, baseball trainer, can explain first and then demonstrate.
Yeah.
I think is the first thing that the trainer has to think.
Mm-hmm.
So first, yeah, you have to explain the technique. Yeah, even when they can make mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah, you can try to explain first and then demonstrate. I think. That's what we do in Cuba, you know.
Yeah,
we have a lot of patience, yeah, to explain. We had a lot of patience to demonstrate, and then they can get it. I think if the baseball Cuban players are very smart, you know. Yeah. They can get what you tell them.
Yeah,
you know,
right away. Very good.
Yeah, I think I don't know if maybe because they are playing from when
little,
yeah, when they are a child, maybe they playing from younger, you know, and I don't know, maybe it's because it's our main sport in Cuba, you know, they were younger, they are watching baseball, and they imitate another players, and I think that I don't know. Cuban baseball players are another abilities, you know, not only technique.
Yes, but
mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Fantastic. Hey, Ricardo, that was Ricardo Miranda, from a Cuban, first of all, Cuban player that played in Cuba for many years, also played around the world in the Netherlands and other areas. He's coaching currently in Peru. He's an outstanding teacher. We're glad you got a chance to listen to him, because if you picked up a couple key words, the one key word I picked up was the Cuban players are smart. They're smart about the game, and that's extremely important. We think more players around the world, also in the U.S., they need to study the game a lot more. Be students of the game, and that will make you a much better player. You heard how the coaches teach the kids. They instruct. They show. They first of all, they tell them. Then they instruct. They show them how it's done. Then they make them do it. I mean, these guys are true educators, true teachers of the game. So we are thrilled that you were able to hear one of the better Cuban coaches and players from, and you know, anywhere, anytime in Cuba. And I had a thrill here in Peru with Ricardo, working with him. It was a lot of fun. I look forward to coming back. I look forward to staying in touch with him. So Ricardo, I want to thank you for being on the show, Baseball Outside the Box, and I want to wish you the best, and I look forward to communicating with you. I think I made another great friend in Cuban baseball, so I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, I want to thank you. You stay here and you can come back very soon, because everybody is excited, yeah, with this course. And I think it's going to be a great help, yeah, a great support for our federation, and also for our trainers, yeah, in Peru, I think.
All right, thank you, Ricardo. For now, we will see you pretty soon. We'll be right back after a few minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo, and this is Baseball Outside the Box. Hope you enjoyed the show with the Cuban national team coach and also currently the Peru national team coach for their baseball national teams and also their grassroots level coaching development program. Want to give a shout out to the Peru Baseball Federation. Thank you very much for inviting me to work with your coaches for the week on the certification program. It was a blast. Every time we go out, coaches are so hungry to learn. It's so much fun to be around coaches who want to learn, but yet don't have the egos. You know, some of these coaches had possibly more, you know, were more knowledgeable than I was, but yet they didn't have the ego that said, you know, I'm pretty good, I don't need to learn. These guys and gals wanted to learn. They wanted more, and we're going to give them more, but we start off with the certification program. They all did a great job. It was fun. It was entertaining. You know, they were a blast to work with on the field. They mingled with you even afterwards. They were just became good friends, and it was a lot of fun to be with them. So thanks to all the coaches there. Thanks to the Federation. Thank you to Ricardo Miranda, formerly the Cuban national team player and also with the Industriales, one of their top clubs there. He played there for a long time, well-known in Cuba, but currently their national team program for Peru baseball also works with the coaches around the country. I learned a lot from him. Hopefully he learned some from me, and we had a blast. I know that became very good friends, and want to give the Peru Baseball Federation a shout out on what they're doing. They're starting in the right way. They're developing their coaches. Now they're going to go on and work on another level. We're going to talk about having a hitting school, a pitching school for coaches and also players. They want to prepare for the Pan Am Games, which will they be competing in, so they can do a really good job. In order to do that, they know it takes the development at the grassroots level, but they're also going to focus at their national team players to make them better. So thank you to all, and don't forget to all our listeners around the world and in the U.S. You guys are fantastic. Keep spreading the word about the show. That really helps. Don't forget social media at Twitter, Baseball Out. We are at Baseball Out on Twitter, Facebook, Baseball Outside the Box. And you can check us out on Facebook. Remember, on all these social media accounts that we have, we've got all kinds of great information, videotapes, tips. We videotape what goes on in the World Series, the playoffs. We, you know, we videotape the good things and not so good things. We talk about them on social media. We show it to you. You can use it for examples for your kids and your coaches that you're working with. So check it out on social media. It's all out there. Also, my baseball DVDs are on the website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. You could also join the show by going to the website, go to Stitcher or iTunes, click that on, join the show, get an update every time there's a new show. Again, thanks for listening to Baseball Outside the Box, the show that brings you the most innovative coaches from around the world who love to challenge the status quo. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo, and we'll see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.